Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3. Man, I don't know. I kind of want to tell the story because it's all behind the scenes stuff, but I'm dealing with a bad shoulder today. How's that sound? And I almost got whacked in the shoulder today. Should I explain it or no? Move forward.
Oh, go ahead.
I guess I'm already in. So yesterday, I'm on the ice. I'm coaching.
I'm coaching on the ice.
So I looked the other way, and the kids were, they were kind of doing a power lap. That's trying to go as fast as you can. One of the kids put his head down and I was standing there.
Turned with your head turned the other way.
Yeah, I couldn't see it. Did you ever see the defenseless receiver? That's what I was. I was a defenseless receiver yesterday. And all I remember was falling. I didn't hit my head. That was the best part. Although maybe that would have made me a better broadcaster. But I fell.
You had a dream, Andy.
And all I could feel was my arm leaving my body. The main part of your body. And then all of a sudden I just used some choice words you probably shouldn't use in front of high school kids, but I did anyway. And
nice. You'll get a memo.
And so now I'm in just like massive pain today, but that's all right. I can live through it.
Michael, have you noticed that Andy's slightly favoring his right shoulder today?
It's kind of like interesting watching him put the headphones on like down on the table.
The problem is I
and
can't
reach across his body to turn his mic on. And
yeah, I can't get my headset on. I can't lift my arm to get my headsets on. So what I do is
you do have another hand.
Yeah, but I can't. You can't take the right side and pull it from your left side of your body. Let's see you do it, Jeff. Yeah, it's not as easy as you think. See,
how's that, Michael?
I thought that was actually pretty good.
Thanks.
So anyway, what I've been doing is I've been holding my headset down on the table.
You've been putting your head on the table and sliding your head and the phones around you so you don't have to lift your right hand.
Yeah. Or my right arm. The whole thing. The problem
doing
is
a
up
great
here.
Job, man.
I got one person. I went for x-rays this morning.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Sure. Stand on the boards.
I'm not a hockey guy.
No, I know.
Guys are doing a power lap. You're about 10 feet out on the ice looking the other way.
I was saying something to somebody who was skating as they went by.
You could say that with your back against the boards covering your tush. Look, man.
You got to give it your all.
I'm looking out for you. Looking out for you.
Thanks. You're a good guy.
Jim Schwartz isn't standing on the other side of Miles saying, hey, get to the quarterback. Oh!
So I was told... Although I haven't had an official read. I've had somebody who could look at the x-ray tell me that it was something that I've never heard of. I didn't realize it's just, where is it? Where's the words I'm looking for?
I don't know, but this is good radio here.
Well, I mean, people are concerned about my shoulder, so I want to make sure that we're good. Yeah. First I thought it was rotator cuff, then I thought maybe labrum and all those things. Maybe I've got some soft tissue issues going on in there, but the words he used, there was humorous in there. I was like, this is not humorous. There's nothing humorous about this. So, here it is.
You know that's a
gleno.
That's a bone. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Glenohumeral. Okay. Have you ever heard that? I've never heard anybody talk about a glenohumeral.
Don't you take that for an upset stomach?
Yeah, I would think so. Could Imodium AD fix my shoulder? No, but it could probably fix the topics that I talk about every day. Yeah, glenohumeral. So anyway.
Is Kevin Stefanski coming up?
I think he is. Maybe he'll come out injury report today. Listen to Baskin on the radio. He's got a glenohumeral. He looks good on the grass. You know, we'll just play it day by day.
We'll keep you posted.
He may be going on the IR for
the official
4 weeks.
Injury report on Friday.
Oh, that's true. And we could sponsor it. It'd be great. What else did you get out of Shador, my friend, before we hear from Kevin, which is coming up here in a moment?
He understands what he's all about. As quick as things come your way, they can leave, basically, is what he said. And he said it a couple of times. So he knows, you know, it's the NFL. You got to go out. You got to do it. You got to continue to perform well.
I like the part.
It also doesn't sound like he and Dylan Gabriel are great pals, nor would I expect them to be. But they, it also doesn't sound like they're enemies.
Well, it's the room, Jeff. It's about the room. You got to know your role.
It's all about the room.
Yeah, I mean, either you're the one, the two, the three, the four, or the five in that room. Right? At one point. Or was it the six?
I think Pickett, it was the 14.
Flacco. No, wait, it was Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel, Sanders.
Watson.
They brought in Huntley.
Huntley.
Huntley, Watson. Yeah, it's six.
It was six.
It's a big room. I wonder if they had to bring in like a trailer or something.
Auxiliary trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The annex. Our quarterback room's so big, we have an annex.
I'm guessing that's the case.
That would be great. Again, we're waiting for Kevin Stefanski. He should pop up here pretty soon. We've seen some of the other players talk today. It'll be interesting to find out what Joel Bitonio had to say today, as well as he met with the press. But otherwise, he said something I thought was interesting. I'm not comfortable. I don't want to be comfortable.
Well, he's only played three halves of NFL football.
But his point wasn't that he wasn't comfortable because of the expectations as a player. He just appreciates the fact that he has the opportunity to go out on the field. And he doesn't want to feel comfortable because that would mean you're taking it for granted. At least that's the way I read into it.
Okay.
That's how it came off. It's really easy to see how people like why people like him, too. You can see it. He's just like, how many times do we see players get up there and it's such a chore? And, you know, we've said this 10 zillion times, and we get it. Like, reporters don't matter. It's not. It's your reaction. It's the answer that matters. No one's listening. I mean, they listen to hear what the question is, but you never see the reporter in most cases.
The reporter doesn't go viral. The responses sometimes do.
Unless the reporter tries to draw attention to themselves. And we've worked with plenty of people in the business that want to make themselves bigger than the story. Yeah. They're not bigger than the story, though.
That is correct.
The story is the person you're interviewing. And so Shador genuinely smiles and talks, you know, like what he said to Jeff Schnell today about, oh, you're trying to stir something up. Like,
yeah, that's kind of funny. That's what a guy would say.
Yeah, that's what a regular like person says. It's not, you know, a lot of times, though, you've been in the league so long, some of the veterans are like, they think it, they don't say it, and then they just give you something generic. Whereas Shador, and this is the part where I love rookies, because sometimes rookies will tell you the truth. Because they haven't been through the grind of having something misinterpreted or cut up in when someone's putting out sound bites.
But he's guarded without sounding like he's guarded.
You think he does?
He doesn't give you any bulletin board material.
No, but I don't think he's guarded.
But he gives you a very nice, you know, cordial response, which is good. And it does nothing. And I think a lot of players, a lot of coaches, but you know, coaches have their gig. I think a lot of players could learn from that approach. And I think the Browns have a lot of guys who are very cordial with the media because that's, as we've talked about, that's being cordial with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fans.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, I hate to interrupt you one more time. We are going to go back out to Brave for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Coach Shanahan, his coaches, his staff, who I know a lot of his coaches, they do a great job, really talented roster. They're playing good football. So we have to meet this challenge. It's a unique challenge in some of the things they do schematically. So we have to have a great work week. Obviously, it's a different work week just with Thanksgiving tomorrow, and we'll move some meetings around and that type of thing. But I have to have a really great work week this week before we head down to the stadium in front of our fans, which is we're very excited about that part. So with that, I'll take any questions.
With Robert there now back as the defensive coordinator, where has he kind of put his imprint back on that defense, and what is the, you know, what's kind of the teaching points with Shadur this week to prepare him for that?
Coach Sala does an amazing job. You know, I've competed against Coach Sala when he was at the Niners the first time. When he was at the Jets, obviously going up against him now, he's excellent football coach from the X's and O's. But this defense and Coach Sala's system and our system share a lot of DNA. Their defensive line coach, Chris Kucerik, who does an outstanding job, was with Coach Schwartz when they were in Detroit together. So there's a lot of things that they do similar. And I'd say the number one thing that I think you'd see on tape is how hard their defense plays and how relentless their defense plays. And that's something that's obviously part of both teams' defensive identity.
How much work and what was the work that went into Shadur eliminating those deep lost sacks?
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. The protection plan was really solid. We really had one sack for -3 yards on a coverage sack. You know, we went max protection, didn't really have any underneath options, moved forward in the pocket with great ball security. So that's a great lesson for the young quarterback. And we took a sack, but it was just for -3. We maintained possession of the ball. He had great ball security throughout that. But it only you have great success over the course of a game by everybody being on the same page. That's the quarterback and how he's operating. That's the offensive line and who they're blocking. Tight ends and running backs are involved. Obviously, people getting open. So I thought that was a really, really strong outing for Shadur in his first start to just have one sack.
Coaching to him to go over former games and say...
Oh, sure. We talk about a lot in that quarterback room, and certainly had a lot of discussions with all the quarterbacks in Shadur on just our pocket movement, our pocket mechanics. When you have players that can escape the pocket and make big plays down the field, naturally there are going to be times where you then expose yourself to a pass rush. So that balance of finding the completions when they're there and you can make plays from the pocket, and then also still having that ability to break the pocket, break contain, move up in the pocket, all those type of things where some big plays lie when you do that.
The 49ers are, I think, last in the NFL in sacks right now, and obviously Nick Bosa's not out there, Fred Warner's not out there. What does that mean in terms of their ability to get pressure and rush the passer?
Yeah, they still do an outstanding job. They have rushers that can win one-on-ones. They have a good pressure package on third down, and they are relentless. Just talking earlier about how this team plays, they're relentless. So you have to match their intensity really throughout the game.
McCaffrey that gets the ball as much as he does. I mean, besides the talent aspect of it, how does the just volume challenge you guys?
Yeah, he's a unique player in this game, just the way he impacts the game and both the run and the pass. When he's running routes, he's a wide receiver. I mean, I really don't think there's a route he can't run. They could line him up anywhere. He could run any route. There's no run scheme that he can't run. So he's a huge challenge. Having gone against him over the years, you try to limit him, you try to slow him down, but you also have to recognize this is a great player.
The fans are going to go crazy Sunday with Shadur. Do you have to kind of like harness his energy so he stays within the game?
I think he's always done a nice job of that. He's you know, what we appreciate about all of our players is authenticity. He's the same guy every single day. Obviously, on game day, there's a juice that comes with that. There's an excitement that comes with that. But he's played that position for a long time. He knows how to make sure he keeps the main thing the main thing.
How much the 49ers use pre-snap motion? I think they're like second in the league. Just how much is that a point of emphasis for you guys on defense to make sure your eyes are kind of in the right place and you're not falling for certain things that they're trying to show you.
Yeah, it's a huge point of emphasis, and it's been a staple of what they do. That's something, certainly when we played them a couple years back, was what they do. Having played Miami recently, that's a big part of them as well. So there are schemes, there are offensive attacks that utilize pre-snap motion shift for a variety of reasons, but it's a huge point of emphasis for us on defense to stay true to our job, stay true to our reads, those type of things.
Why didn't you give Shador a game ball after the game? And I know you didn't give Dylan one either. Is it like you don't want to let rookies taste too much success too soon? Or what was the
point? No, I mean, every game you go into it, try and just highlight guys. You know, Miles got a game ball. I thought it was probably pretty worthy. But you're just constantly trying to recognize your guys. We spent time this morning as well pointing out all of our guys and the jobs they did out. You know, point out Gage having a big punt return, which was huge for our team. Your D-line doesn't get 10 sacks unless the coverage is really good. Obviously, a rookie starting his first game on the road, getting a win is huge. So you acknowledge all that with your team.
Before Schwartz, before you hired Schwartz, he had successful record against Shanahan as coordinators, head coaches. And you shared that success in 2023 one game. So have you learned some of his trade secrets over the last 3 years?
I think that's honestly, Tony, I think it's probably overrated to think, and I understand the question, but there's really, really good coaches on both sides of the ball. And there's going to be moments where they got you, and there's going to be moments we get them, and there's always in between. But all those previous games, while we're watching that game and they're watching that game, those games don't really factor into this one.
When you saw Purdy a couple of years ago, you know, he's still relatively young, still in kind of in that, you know, bursting onto the scene. How is he changed as a quarterback, if at all? What have you noticed different about him now as you get ready to see him a second time?
Yeah, I think he's extremely talented, great decision maker, fast decision maker, very accurate, very, very good athlete, makes a ton of plays with his feet. We've studied a lot of his movement over the years on scramble drills. He's outstanding at extending plays, making plays with his feet. Yeah, I think he's got really all the tools.
Numbers that weren't great early. You always said that you trusted Dylan Sampson and you wanted to get him more involved. Why were you so confident that it would eventually show up?
Yeah, I think there's been opportunities to get him involved. It hasn't exactly worked out. I think he's kind of got the short end of the stick. It feels like a few of his runs over the last few weeks, there's an unblocked player or whatever. And that's part of playing it when you don't get as much exposure. You don't get to get the next run and that type of thing. But I've seen him work. I've seen him out on the practice field since the spring. I know what type of player he is. He gives a different element to our attack when he's out there. So he's somebody that we feel really strongly about.
The Wildcat plays to Judkins. You've done it before, but he didn't do it at Ohio State. So did you guys go back to Mississippi, or how did that originate?
I don't recall, Tony, that. I mean, we got into it earlier in the season. We've done it over the years here, but wasn't whether he did it or not in college, felt pretty confident that we could get him up to speed on a lot of that. You know, that's something that high school teams are doing quite a bit of, especially with the motion included with it. That's something that you see in high school games.
Coach saying he was successful at Mississippi?
It was not, no. But again, that's a every week type of conversation, whether you feel like it gives you an advantage. There are weeks that it doesn't. There are weeks that you work it and you don't get to it in a game. So it's really dependent on the opponent.
It's not something where you feel like you need to go away from it for a while. You could run it every week if the matchup.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I worked with Tony Sperano.
Going back to the similarities in the defenses, does that help Shador a little bit, considering he was going against the defense, running the scout team?
I think it's always helpful, and I think San Francisco will get a similar look from their scout team defense this week. Anytime you can have your players, when they're trying, our scout team's trying to act like the 49ers and play the 49ers, and you're holding the guard. Anytime you can just tell them to play your defense, you're going to get a better look. So certainly I think the look will be better at, for the quarterbacks, and then just the built-up reps of going up against the scheme. Now, there are significant differences between the schemes. I think the obviously the attack front is where we're similar. Coverages can be very different.
Shanahan's lined up Purdy more under center this year instead of exclusively shotgun. Just how much more is that added to this game, to his game, and is it an added challenge with their offense?
It can be. I think it's so dependent on what they're trying to accomplish on a given play type. There are certain play types that have proven to be more successful under center than the shotgun. There's also a comfort level with the quarterback. There's so much that you can do from both. So I think it's just really dependent on what they're trying to lean into.
Miles winning AFC Defensive Player of the Week, and how nice is it for you guys that he just keeps playing as hard as he's playing and getting these accolades?
Yeah, I mean, they could hand that to him every week as far as I'm concerned. You know, we've talked at length about Miles and deservedly so. And the thing I would point out, Mary Kay, and I keep saying it, and I hope someone's pointing it out, but just the run defense definitely gets less of the attention, but he's a well-rounded player. He's an elite player, but this is an elite, well-rounded player. It's not like he's just rushing the passer. He's playing the run. He's doing anything and everything to help this team.
Despite the unfortunate circumstances that led to Dylan not starting, how have you seen him already this week handle and sort of embrace more of that support role with Shador being the starter?
Yeah, our guys are great, great teammates. That's what I appreciate about the guys on this football team. You push each other, you pull each other when you need to. So he'll be in that backup role, and he'll do everything in his power to help this football team, everything in his power to help Shador.
Said that about Miles against the run a bunch of times. Is that somewhere you've seen him make a big leap since you've been here?
Not necessarily. I just think the publicity of sacks gets so much attention, and I get it. But it's I admire a play where he sets the edge violently as much as finishing the quarterback on the ground.
Close. Do you expect him to play this week?
Close. I think we'll know more over the next couple of days.
Monday, the Panthers got three interceptions against Brock Purdy, but they didn't get, I think, any quarterback pressures against Mond. Obviously, you know, this defense has been getting a lot of pressure in the backfield. Kind of, you know, what does that pressure do on a quarterback that's been, you know, kind of making been mistake prone this season with a secondary?
Yeah, obviously, they'll have their plan of attack. He does a great job of getting the ball out on time. We have to rush with discipline. We really have to have a focus of everybody doing their job. When we as a defense have 11 on the same page, everybody doing their job and doing it relentlessly, we feel good about our chances.
McCaffrey so difficult to bring down? I think it leads the league in most tackles.
Incredible contact balance, incredible ability to make the first man miss, can cut on a dime, runs with power, has a great feel for space and where he is and where the defenders are and where his blockers are. Good. Okay, not going to see you guys tomorrow, so happy Thanksgiving, everybody, even you, Tony.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.